Welcome back to Annaly High School, and the party begins for the El Molino Lions as they've defeated the Annaly Tigers 39-24 in the 55th game of this rivalry. El Molino Lions had not defeated the Annaly Tigers since 2010. Eight consecutive defeats, but that's all changed right now. And in the middle of the field are the El Molino players with many of the El Molino students. And the party has started, Jeff Woodward.
Not that any of these kids would know who Peaches and Herb are, but El Molino reunited and it feels so good with that Egg Bowl trophy. Or Apple Cup trophy, excuse me.
Very good, pal. The Apple trophy right down there. And just as we thought, three or four of the El Molino players carrying it. Everybody couldn't touch it. But Michael Barabalt's down in the field trying to get a quick interview with Randy Parmeter. But we'll get that later. But just an exciting game for El Molino. And we're going to send it back to the studio here in a couple minutes with the Godfather, Joe Pasquini. He's got some scores and highlights. We're going to hopefully get some of the El Molino players up here to talk about this victory. But I got to tell you, I'm very impressed with El Molino. They came into the game 2 wins and 2 losses. They were determined to win that Apple Trophy. And tonight, they played their hearts out. Weston Lewis, the quarterback, was fantastic. Jalen Hall, the running back, and Coleman Hayes. I hope we can get all three of those players up here, or at least one of them. But let's send it back to the Godfather right now and Joe Pasquini in the studio.
Williside Meats on Guerneville Road in Santa Rosa offers the highest quality lamb, pork, chicken, and aged beef, as well as 25 different varieties of nitrate and nitrite-free sausage and jerky. Williside Meats specializes in custom cutting, curing, smoking, and wild game processing. Also offering custom-made sausages from your wild game, they're open Tuesday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 4. Call 707-546-8404. 546-8404. Williside Meats in Santa Rosa since 1969.
You're different. So your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
And this is Joe Pasquini back in the KSRO Sports Desk. El Molino has defeated Annaly here tonight in the Apple Bowl. And here's Michael with an interview with a very happy coach, El Molino head coach, Randy Parmeter.
Back here on the field after the El Molino Lions win the Apple Bowl, Michael Barabalt with KSRO's Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Coach, You saw the excitement by your players and his fans. What does this win mean to you guys, your program, your school, your community?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a big win, but it's great for the guys because they finished the game, they played hard, they executed, and the result was a win. And that's what we talk about. We talk about just doing your assignment, having great effort, and whatever happens, happens. And that's what happened tonight, was they did their job, and that was what happened, you know what I mean?
Coleman Hayes, his 20-yard pick six with 7:46 to go, put you guys up by two scores.
Capped the game.
Yeah, you could see the crowd was going nuts. It was super loud. What was that like on the sideline watching him run that ball back?
You know, it was great because Coleman's such a great leader. He's such a great football player. And to have him, have that moment and make that play was just – it was great. It was everything I would ask for him to – the success for him to have. So I'm very proud of him.
Coach, what does this game mean for your rest of the season? You know, this is a big win for your program, for your team. How does this help propel you guys for the rest of the season and potentially looking at a playoff berth?
Yeah, I mean, we got league starting the week after next. We have a bye. So, I mean, really, you know, all of this, you know, doesn't count towards league. You know, we got to win league. That's our goal, is to win league. And so we got to go out and just keep working. And yeah, we like the win, but that it's not going to help you in the next game. It's just a new game.
All right, Coach, thank you. Congratulations on the win, and go have some fun with that trophy.
Thanks a lot.
That's Michael Bearbell on the field with KSRO's Game of the Week, presented by Novato Chevrolet. Back to you guys in the booth.
Well, actually, it's back to me, Joe Pasquini, back at the KSRO studios. El Molino defeated Anley tonight 39-24. Here's some scores from around the area. The North Bay League doesn't start for a while, a couple weeks yet, but the Vine Valley League started tonight. American Canyon, one of the favorites in the league, but traveled to Petaluma and took that game 34-0. Another one in the Vine Valley League, Casa Grande against Justin Siena. Late in the fourth quarter, Casa Grande has a 41-27 lead, so they look like they're on their way to going 1-0 in league. Non-league play, Windsor at Montgomery. Windsor goes to 4-1. They defeat Montgomery 27-0. Santa Rosa against Maria Carrillo, another old North Bay League team. Maria Carrillo holds off Santa Rosa 17-14. Tomorrow, Cardinal Newman is in action against Liberty. That's at Freedom High School in Oakley. As far as our game goes, it was an offenses back and forth in the first two quarters. The difference of the game at halftime was 20-18. Missed extra points. Anley missed one. El Molino missed one. El Molino had a 20-18 lead. El Molino missed one extra point. Anley went for two after missing their first extra point in the opening quarter, and they failed on both two-point conversions. So El Molino had a 20-18 lead at the half. The defenses did come through in the second half, and there was only one score in the third quarter, and that was a big run by El Molino.
Here's Lewis coming up the middle, and he's got the first down, and he's got more, and he breaks to the outside, and he's going down the sideline. And he's going to go all the way in for a touchdown. Weston Lewis.
A 60-yard run, and that was really the backbreaker of the game for El Molino. They took a 26-18 lead, and Anley still had a shot, though. They were trying to move downfield, but then the El Molino's defense came up with a big play.
Allingham back to pass, throws quickly over the middle, and it's intercepted! And taken into the end zone for a touchdown. Coleman Hayes has intercepted the ball at the 20-yard line and took it to the house.
That came with 3 minutes to go, and that made the final score. El Molino 39, Anley 24. Congratulations to El Molino for winning the Apple Cup. Anley will be on the Game of Week again next week, and they will travel to Piner. And this Piner team is the story of the early part of the season. They went into the night 4-0 and had a tough test against Marimonte, although it appeared to be a tough test. They did give up their first points of the year, but still no problem. Their offense has just have been an offensive machine so far this year. They're averaging over 50 points a game. They did it again tonight. beating Marimonte 53-14. That is one heck of a Piner team, and that should be interesting when they host Anley next week. The broadcast on KSRO will be next Friday at 6:30. Other sports note, this Sunday the Raiders are in action. They will be playing at 10 a.m. right after the Real Estate Show, the Mike Kelly Real Estate Show, with Allison Norman. Once again, the final score here, Anley defeats El Molino and wins the Apple Cup.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral, habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Anley High School. The Anley Tigers have been defeated for the first time in 8 years since 2010. El Molino Lions have come here and taken home the Apple Trophy. I've got three of the star players with me for El Molino. Quarterback Weston Lewis, running back all-around player Jalen Hall, and the middle linebacker, that man, the myth, the legend, Coleman Hayes is with us. Okay, let's start with you, Weston. Great game. You're just a junior. Last year you were out. You had an injury from football, from basketball. But tonight you looked like you were determined to take home that Apple Trophy. Okay, give me your thoughts now. What are you feeling right now? Did you realize you guys had lost this game 8 consecutive years?
No, I just came in here thinking about doing our job, just doing what we can, and came through. Everybody did their part. Team effort, and it was a great win for the team.
Yeah, very good. Your 60-yard touchdown run in the third quarter was, I thought, unbelievable. All night long, you had been taking the handoffs. Once in a while, you'd give it to Jalen. Sometimes you'd give it to DJ. Do you have the decision to make those handoffs? Is that how that goes, or is it more like the play is set? The play is set where you know you're going to hand it off or give it right away. What? How does that work on those?
We're all read-based offense.
Okay.
So reading the defense, what they do, we do the opposite. So find their mistakes and try and break through them.
Yeah, that's great. You know what? That run of yours, you came up the middle, and then you showed me some speed, young man. You outran everybody on the sideline. Probably the only guys that you probably couldn't outrun you was your man here, Jalen Hall. Jalen looks like he might have a gear that other players on the field don't have. Maybe Van Stone, though, right?
Yeah.
Who is the fastest player on the team?
I would say me.
Okay, that's Jalen.
Very
Hall,
humble.
Right?
Very humble.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're all confident here. We're El Molino Lions, and I say we. These guys know I coach baseball there for many years. What's your thoughts now? League's coming. You start your next. You got a week off, and then you've got the Santa Rosa Panthers, the Redwood League, Montgomery, Santa Rosa, Piners in your league, right? Mm-hmm. They are off to an unbelievable start. They won again tonight. They're 5-0. What are you thinking about the league this year? And we're going to be doing your game at El Molino against Montgomery.
Okay.
So we're back there to see you guys. Give me your thoughts on the league starting here in a couple weeks.
We just want to keep our momentum, get everybody engaged and locked in, come into the season going hard, and just have everybody connected and committed.
Yeah, you know, you sound like Randy Parmenter. Okay, that's what your coach told me. That was very good. Why don't you hand those over to Jalen Hall? And we got Coleman Hayes here, who I actually started singing "Put Out the Lights, the Party's Over" when Coleman went pick six, but my broadcast partner said, "Nick, don't do that. We need the listeners to hang on." But I was feeling "Turn Out the Lights, the Party's Over." And we're going to talk to Coleman in just a minute. Jalen Hall, you missed last week against Barry and Christian. Tonight you looked really fresh, and I got to tell you, I think Randy Parmeter, you were the focal point of the offense tonight. You were really in on a lot of downs as a running back, as a receiver. Your man here, Weston, fed you the football, and you absolutely were very productive tonight. How do you feel after the game? And you missed last week.
I feel great. Missing last week definitely made me come into this game with a chip on my shoulder. Coach told us all week, just don't get too high, don't get too low, and we should come out with a dub in this game, and that's what we did.
Yeah. What do you mean by a chip on your shoulder?
Well, I didn't play last week, so we just...
Okay. But you couldn't play. You were injured, right?
I wanted to, though.
Okay, but the coach knew better, right? Hey, the coach is smart. You guys could handle Barry and Christian, right, Coleman? They were nothing, okay?
Yeah.
But you knew tonight, the Apple game, we needed Jalen to be 100%. What was your – when you're looking back at this game, and I've got to tell you, not one tackler could take you down solo. Unless there was a Coleman Hayes on the other team, which there wasn't, okay? You were able to break tackles the first time anybody hit you. What did you feel tonight? Were you feeling this the whole 8 years of not winning this trophy and how big this was for your school? Talk to me a little bit. Give me some of your thoughts, young man.
We just ran the ball hard. And,
you ran the ball hard. What do you mean we? And I know Justin, hey, Weston did too. Don't get me wrong, okay? Very good. Expand on that.
It was just off-season work, going to the weight room every day, just lifting as much as I can. That's what shows up on the field.
Yeah, very good. All right, Coleman. You're not last, but okay, you were the first guy out in the field all day long. First guy to the football. Offense and defense, you had a great game, young man. And
thank you.
Came into the game leading tackler. And I got to tell you, when I was watching you three, you guys had speeds that weren't paralleled on the field. You showed me a lot of speed into how you were able to handle the football, Weston. Jalen had just pure athleticism, and I mentioned it several times. The idea was to get Jalen the ball, an athlete out in space, and let him do his thing.
Absolutely.
And you're the same way.
Thank you.
You were so much quicker and faster than everybody on the field, moving on your tackles. The play I thought of the game was they had fourth down and inches, and you came rifling in from the, and it looked like you were coming off the right side somehow, came mm-hmm. through untouched, and stopped them dead. Tell me about that play, because I think that was the play of the game.
That was definitely a game stopper right there. It that shifted the momentum in the game 100%.
Tell me about what you read.
So we were doing a deuce blitz A-gap, and I saw the running back get his own mesh, and I blitzed through the A-gap and pushed him through and sacked him, yeah.
Now, guys, I got to play devil's advocate here. There's going to be some stuff popping up here on film. You guys had a really disciplined first half, and yet it seemed like the flags kind of started to fly out there a little bit, especially with you, Mr. Hayes, getting a little riled up there with the opposing team. So what can you guys do to address that moving forward, keeping a clear, level head in the midst of battle?
Yeah, keep your head in the game, definitely. Don't let the other kids get in your head, and just use it as motivation and just to keep pushing harder and
Can I get a PG clip of what Coach might be saying to you when the flag comes out and you're responsible?
Lord.
PG, remember, it's live radio.
Yeah, no, he's not a very happy guy when I do that stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I shouldn't be doing that stuff, though, so it's understandable.
Well, I'm sure he was really happy. And describe your guys' level of excitement to get your hands back on, physically touch that trophy. I was joking with Nick. You guys might think that trophy is more precious than the Lombardi trophy now.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling to pull that together as a team. Like you said, it's been 8 years since we got that. That's crazy. That's awesome. This is my last Apple game, Jalen's last Apple game. It's amazing.
Yeah, and listen, this is not – we're only halfway through the season.
Yeah.
I really want to see you guys win the league. Montgomery's 0-4 going into tonight. Santa Rosa was 0-4, but they've played tough opponents. Don't think that 0-4, they've played some tough teams. Piner is the talk of the town.
Yeah.
They're 5-0. So this is going to be a tough league. You're not going to have a week – where there's not going to be an opponent you can't get up for. And Weston's just a junior, so he's got an opportunity here to learn from you guys, you seniors, and I think this young man is really a great leader. I'm very happy to see. He comes from a long line of lineage, okay? His grandfather, Kurt Lewis, was a coach here. Your dad's a heck of a coach. You got brothers, and I'm telling you, they're so proud of you right now, dude, okay? Weston, you played a very good game, and we're a great quarterback. quarterback of the team. I even saw you kick off there. Okay. Huh? There's nothing you can't do. We'll probably sweep up the stands when we get out of here, too. There's nothing he can't do. So, hey, listen, fellas, why don't you give us a quick shout-out to your parents, your girlfriends, okay? Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Girlfriends, plural, okay.
Let's start with you, Weston. Who would you like to give a shout-out to?
I just want to give a shout-out to all my family that came out tonight and supported us and helped us with this win, gave us the hype and energy to keep going. Thank my girlfriend Yasmin for coming out and supporting us. It was a community thing. It was very, very grateful for everyone.
Yeah. Coleman, you're next.
I'm very thankful for my mom. She does so much for me. She blesses me in so many different ways. I'm thankful for all my teammates to help push me to become a better athlete. I'm thankful for my girlfriend, Ashlyn. She brightens my day. I'm thankful for God. God is great. He does amazing things in my life.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you for saying that. All right, Jalen Hall, great game tonight, my man. Why don't you take us out? What do you got?
I want to give a shout-out to my mom. She's the one I do it for.
Your mom.
And my family.
Good, very good.
And my team.
Very good. Fellas, I'm so proud of you, okay? You did a great job. You came here to Annaly. You took home that trophy. And thank you so much for coming up here and sharing this time with us. Really appreciate it. You guys go out. Have a good night. Be safe. God bless you all, okay?
Thank you.
All right, that was Coleman Hayes, Jalen Hall, and Weston Lewis, the three stars for El Molino. And the El Molino Lions take down the Annaly Tigers. Final score, 39-24. Thanks for joining us here on KSRO's Game of the Week. Next week, we'll be live from Piner High School. The pregame show starts at 6:35 right here on KSRO, the Game of the Week brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. Here's Lewis coming up the middle, and he's got the first down, and he's got more, and he breaks to the outside, and he's going down the sideline, and he's going to go all the way in for a touchdown. Weston Lewis. Allingham back to pass, throws quickly over the middle, and it's intercepted and taken into the end zone for a touchdown. Coleman Hayes has intercepted the ball at the 20-yard line and took it to the house.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas inglés? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
And I know there's a lot we can talk about, but I'm just, I'm processing.